Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Love, marriage, and money. It's complicated. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Divorce. It's the last word a person wants to hear when starting a new marriage, but there is no way to have an honest discussion about love, money, and marriage without talking about it. And divorce lawyers say that money issues, not sex or infidelity, are the leading reasons for the demise of marriages. According to the Forest Institute of Professional Psychology in Springfield, Missouri, 50% of first marriages, 67% of second marriages, and 74% of third marriages end in divorce. The process of meeting with a financial specialist helps to answer questions regarding money triggers. Are you a spender? Is your mate a saver? Does one of you have an important goal in mind, such as buying a home in the next year, but the other is content to live in an apartment because spending money to travel is a priority? Is your true love faithfully contributing to a 401k account, but you haven't started saving for retirement yet? A premarital counseling session or two with a certified financial advisor will help you both get to the heart of the matter regarding love and money. You must get your own financial house in order before you say I do. What better gift can both of you give to your marriage than full disclosure of your assets, debts, and other liabilities? Having this frank money assessment with each other isn't easy, but it is an essential requirement to the physical health of your relationship or marriage. Lay your financials on the table, including how much you each make annually and what you pay for everything, including car notes, student loans, credit cards, child support, manicures, rounds of golf, and anything else that is a recurring expense in your life. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I give detailed information. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.